Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
All right, so let's jump into this deep dive on AbbVie and how they did in Q3 of 2024.
Sounds good.
Looks like we've got a pretty good set of docs here, too.
Yeah, we've got their 10Q filing and the transcript from their earnings call.
Perfect combo.
Yeah, should give us a really good picture of, you know, how they're doing and what their strategy is looking like.
Definitely. I'm curious to see how they're handling the whole post-Humira situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows Humira's been like their golden goose for a while. But now you've got biosimilars entering the market, and it looks like their global sales are down 33% in the first 9 months of this year.
Yeah, that's a big hit. It's like almost a third of their revenue gone from that one drug.
Yeah. But it's interesting, though, looking at the 10Q and the earnings call, it seems like they were totally prepared for this.
Oh, yeah. They knew this was coming. They've been talking about it for a while now.
Yeah. They've been really emphasizing that this wasn't like a surprise to them at all.
Not at all. They've been laying the groundwork for this moment. You know, they've been putting a lot of resources into building up a new generation of immunology drugs.
Yeah.
Particularly Skyrizi and Rinvoq.
Yeah. And yeah, it looks like that's paying off, right?
It really does. They're actually projecting combined sales of Skyrizi and Rinvoq to exceed $17 billion this year.
Wow. That's a lot more than I thought it would be at this point.
It is. It's actually over $1 billion more than their initial forecast.
Wow. So let's dig into these new drugs a bit. What's the story with Skyrizi? I know it's already approved for a couple of things.
Right. Yeah, Skyrizi is already approved for psoriasis and Crohn's disease. And just recently, it got the green light for ulcerative colitis, too.
Okay, so all three major inflammatory bowel diseases now.
Exactly. And it's not just getting approvals. It's actually showing some really impressive results, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the earnings call, they highlighted a 76% endoscopic improvement rate in ulcerative colitis patients who had never been treated with biologics before.
That's huge. I bet gastroenterologists are excited about that.
Definitely. Those kinds of results get everyone's attention.
So AbbVie's got one drug that can treat all three major inflammatory bowel diseases. That's got to be a pretty powerful position to be in.
Absolutely. It really is. It seems like they're aiming for Skyrizi to be the top dog in immunology for years to come.
Okay, makes sense. And then there's Rinvoq.
Right, right.
Which is going up against Dupixent and atopic dermatitis.
Yeah.
They're not afraid of competition, it seems like.
No, they're not. They're definitely going for it. And you know what's interesting is how much they're emphasizing Rinvoq's oral format and the fact that it works pretty quickly. They kept bringing that up in the earnings call.
I noticed that too. Makes sense, though, to highlight those advantages.
Yeah.
You know, especially in a crowded market like atopic dermatitis.
Absolutely. They're trying to differentiate themselves, and they seem pretty confident that they can grab a good chunk of that market share.
They even mentioned some positive results from a head-to-head trial against Dupixent.
That's right. They're not shying away from a fight.
It's not all about immunology for AbbVie, though.
Right.
They've got other things going on, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Their oncology portfolio is evolving as well.
Right. I remember Imbruvica sales are declining. I guess that's to be expected with all the competition and new treatment options out there.
Yeah, it's natural for a drug to lose some ground over time. But Venclexta is doing really well. It's become a key player in treating chronic lymphocytic leukemia and acute myeloid leukemia.
Ah, so they've got a good backup there. And they've got those new oncology drugs too, right?
Yeah, Elahere and Epkinly are two newer drugs that are starting to generate some buzz.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It seems like AbbVie is really good at diversifying their portfolio.
They are. It's a smart strategy. You know, they're not putting all their eggs in one basket. They're building strength in multiple areas, which gives them more flexibility and resilience if, you know, market changes.
Yeah, definitely makes sense. All right, so we talked about immunology and oncology. What about neuroscience? I feel like that's another area where they're making moves.
It is. They've actually got a pretty impressive neuroscience portfolio. Vraylar is their leading product in that area right now. Sales are up 19% for the first 9 months of this year. But what really caught my eye was this new therapy they've got for advanced Parkinson's disease.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too, Vraylar.
That's the one. It's the first and only 24-hour subcutaneous infusion of levodopa-based therapy. That's a pretty big deal for patients who have been dealing with the limitations of the existing treatments.
Yeah, it sounds like a major breakthrough for them. So the FDA approval for Vyalev is a big win for AbbVie. It shows that they're serious about innovating in areas where there's a real need for new and better options. And it seems like they're not stopping there, right?
No, not at all. They're thinking long term.
Yeah.
They mentioned in the earnings call that they're making strategic investments in other areas of neuroscience, like migraine psychiatry, even neurodegeneration. They're building a whole franchise around this.
So they're setting themselves up to be major players in neurological treatments for years to come. That's smart. And it's not like they're neglecting their existing businesses either.
Yeah. You're right about that. Botox Cosmetic just got FDA approval for a new indication treating platysma bands. You know, those vertical neck bands that can make people look older.
Yeah, I've heard of those. That's a clever move by AbbVie. They're taking an existing product that's already well known and expanding its use beyond just wrinkles.
Exactly. They're capitalizing on that brand recognition and opening up a whole new market for Botox.
It seems like they're really good at spotting opportunities and then making the most of them. But all this growth has to require a lot of investment. So how are they managing their finances?
Well, both the 10Q and the earnings call made it clear that they're in a strong financial position. They've got robust operating cash flows, and they're committed to returning value to shareholders through dividends. But they're also being strategic about acquisitions.
Right. They mentioned 15 deals that they've already closed this year. That's a lot of activity.
It is. It seems like they're focusing on acquiring early stage companies, particularly in areas that align with their long-term vision.
Like what?
Well, one example is their acquisition of Aliada Therapeutics.
I don't think I'm familiar with them. What do they do?
They specialize in targeting the central nervous system. They've got a particularly promising antibody for Alzheimer's disease.
Ah, okay. So this acquisition fits in perfectly with AbbVie's growing focus on neuroscience.
Exactly. It shows that they're willing to put their money where their mouth is when it comes to tackling these tough neurodegenerative diseases.
Yeah, they're not just talking about innovation. They're actively investing in it. So we've seen how AbbVie is transitioning away from Humira, how they're building strength in immunology, oncology, and neuroscience, and how they're even expanding their aesthetics portfolio. But the big question for investors is, can they keep this momentum going, especially with the economy being so uncertain right now?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's one that they addressed directly in their earnings call.
Oh, yeah. I'm curious to hear what they said about that.
Me too.
Let's dive into that in part two of our deep dive.
Sounds good. So their CEO, Rob Michael, he seemed pretty confident that they can handle whatever the economy throws at them. Yeah, he was talking about how they successfully navigated the whole Humira patent cliff and how they're laser focused on developing and launching all these innovative new drugs.
That's good to hear. I know a lot of investors are probably nervous about the economic outlook.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern, but it sounds like AbbVie has a solid plan in place.
So what specifically did he say about their growth projections?
Well, he specifically said that they're projecting a compound growth rate of around 11% for Skyrizi and Rinvoq, even if the economy takes a downturn.
Wow, 11%. That's pretty impressive considering the circumstances.
It is. It suggests that they're not just crossing their fingers and hoping for the best. They've got a well-defined strategy and they're prepared for different scenarios.
It sounds like they're actively managing risk, which is what you want to see as an investor.
Exactly. They're not just reacting to events. They're trying to anticipate them.
And they're not just relying on growth from their existing drugs either.
Right.
They're also pushing the boundaries of scientific innovation. Like, one thing that really stood out to me was their work on dual mechanism therapies for inflammatory bowel diseases.
Oh, yeah. That's really cutting edge stuff. It's basically, instead of targeting just one pathway involved in IBD, they're looking to develop therapies that hit multiple targets at the same time.
So it's like a 1-2 punch, potentially leading to greater efficacy and better outcomes for patients.
Exactly. It's a game changer if they can pull it off.
Yeah. Imagine the impact of therapies that could significantly improve or even eliminate the debilitating symptoms of IBD.
It would be huge.
Yeah.
And AbbVie is really investing heavily in this research.
They definitely see it as the future of IBD treatment. It's clear from their pipeline.
And this commitment to innovation isn't limited to immunology either. They're also making some big waves in oncology.
Yeah, what about that recent FDA submission for accelerated approval of Teliso-V in non-small cell lung cancer?
That's a big one. It's a targeted therapy aimed at patients with a specific genetic profile.
I remember reading about that. It's for patients with CMET overexpressing EGFR, wild-type, non-squamous NSCLC who have received prior treatment.
Right, that's right. It's a prime example of precision medicine in action.
So they're moving away from the one-size-fits-all approach to cancer treatment and focusing on therapies that are tailored to the individual patient's tumor.
Exactly. It's a much more sophisticated and potentially effective strategy.
It really shows how far cancer treatment has come.
It really does. And this targeted approach is also evident in their acquisition of Aliada Therapeutics, which we talked about earlier.
Right, their focus on Alzheimer's disease and their platform for targeting the central nervous system is pretty groundbreaking.
It is, especially in a field like Alzheimer's where there's been a real struggle to develop effective treatments.
Their lead antibody for Alzheimer's has shown some really impressive results in preclinical studies. It's reaching therapeutic levels in the cerebrospinal fluid with an extended half-life and the potential for subcutaneous delivery.
That's huge. Delivering drugs to the brain has always been a major hurdle in treating neurological disorders.
So Aliada's technology could be a real game changer, and it's clear that AbbVie believes in its potential.
Absolutely. They're putting a lot of resources behind it.
This acquisition, along with their internal research programs, really highlights their commitment to addressing some of the most challenging and unmet needs in healthcare.
They're not just chasing profits, they're trying to make a real difference in patients' lives.
And it goes beyond drug development, too. They're also embracing digital technologies like data science and artificial intelligence.
Yeah, they talked about that in the earnings call, too. They're using these technologies to accelerate drug discovery and development, improve clinical trial design, and personalize patient care.
So they're using cutting-edge technology to streamline their research, identify promising drug candidates more quickly, and ultimately bring new therapies to patients faster.
Exactly. It's a smart and forward-thinking approach.
It also shows that they're adaptable and willing to embrace change, which is essential in an industry like pharmaceuticals that's constantly evolving.
Right. They're not just reacting to the changes. They're actively shaping the future of healthcare.
And one of the ways they're doing that is through strategic partnerships and collaborations.
They've got some really impressive collaborations going on with academic institutions, biotech companies, even technology giants.
They're really leveraging external expertise and resources to enhance their own capabilities and speed up their progress.
And they're not afraid to share knowledge and resources to achieve their goals. They recognize that innovation thrives in a connected ecosystem.
And their collaborations aren't just about advancing scientific research either. They're also working to improve global health and increase access to essential medicines.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of work to address health disparities, and they're working with organizations all over the world to make sure that people have access to life-saving treatments.
It's clear that they're committed to social responsibility. They're not just focused on maximizing profits. They're thinking about the needs of patients and communities worldwide.
It's a more holistic approach to business, and it's refreshing to see.
Definitely. Okay, so we've talked a lot about AbbVie's commitment to innovation and their impressive research pipeline. But let's shift gears back to the financial side of things for a moment.
Okay.
We discussed their strong financial position and their strategic acquisitions earlier. But there was one specific point in the earnings call that I wanted to circle back to.
What was that?
The discussion about pricing.
Yes. That's always a sensitive topic in the pharmaceutical industry, especially when it comes to these newer innovative therapies.
Right. People are always concerned with the cost of these new drugs.
And rightfully so. But AbbVie did address this in the earnings call. They acknowledge that the pricing environment is challenging, but they also emphasize their commitment to making sure that patients can access their medications while also maintaining a sustainable business model.
So how are they planning to balance those two priorities?
Well, they mentioned that they're implementing some low single-digit rebate changes.
It basically means they're not drastically increasing prices, but they're also not sacrificing their profitability.
Right. You know, that's right. It's a delicate balancing act. They're aware of the pressures from payers, and they know they need to provide value for money, but they also need to make sure that they can continue to invest in research and development.
It makes you wonder how they make these tough decisions. What factors do they consider when they're setting the prices for their medications?
It's a complex issue. There's no easy answer. But one thing's for sure, AbbVie is approaching it thoughtfully. They're not just focused on short-term gains. They're thinking about the long-term sustainability of their business and their ability to keep innovating and bringing new therapies to market.
And that long-term vision is evident in everything they do, from their research and development priorities to their strategic acquisitions to their global health initiatives.
They're not afraid to take risks, to push boundaries, and to invest in the future of healthcare. It's inspiring to see their dedication to innovation and their unwavering focus on improving patients' lives.
Let's take a moment to reflect on everything we've learned about AbbVie. We've covered a lot of ground, from Humira's patent cliff and how they're dealing with that, to these really bold moves they're making in immunology and oncology and neuroscience. It's clear that they're not just sitting back and letting the industry pass them by. They're actually out there shaping the future of healthcare.
It is pretty remarkable how committed they are to innovation. Like, across the board, you see it with the dual mechanism treatments for IBD, which is such a groundbreaking therapy. And then their strategic acquisitions like Aliada Therapeutics, which puts them right at the forefront of Alzheimer's research.
Yeah, and it's not just about the science either. The fact that they're embracing these digital technologies like AI and data science shows that they really understand how to use those tools to their advantage and accelerate progress.
Definitely. And they're proving that you can focus on cutting-edge research and still be socially responsible, too. Their global health initiatives and their efforts to ensure access to essential medicines are pretty commendable.
It's like they've got this multifaceted approach. They're balancing financial strength with a commitment to patients and communities all over the world. It makes you wonder, what's next for them? Where do they go from here?
Well, they've laid a really strong foundation for sustained growth, but we all know the pharmaceutical landscape is constantly changing, so it'll be interesting to see what new areas they decide to target. Maybe they'll expand into emerging markets or explore some completely new therapeutic frontiers.
Who knows? One thing's for sure, though. AbbVie is a company that thinks big and isn't afraid to take risks, as long as they're calculated risks. Their commitment to long-term value creation for both shareholders and for patients is what really sets them apart.
Yeah, it's that combination of scientific innovation, strategic thinking, and a genuine desire to make a difference that makes them a company to watch. It really makes you think, what kind of impact are these new therapies and strategies going to have on people's lives around the world?
That's a question only time can answer. But from everything we've seen in these reports, it seems like AbbVie is in a really good position to continue leading the way in developing these innovative and life-changing therapies for years to come.
Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job of breaking down AbbVie's third quarter performance.
I think so. We unpacked their financials, we analyzed their strategies, and we explored their vision for the future. Hopefully this deep dive provided some valuable insights and maybe even sparked some thought-provoking questions for our listeners.
Always good to leave people with something to think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.